This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
I am a boat rocket.
Lawful. Don't want to be taken out of context. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's funny that I would just, you know, skip across some of my thoughts and recollection, because I'm actually putting together right now to zero in on the topic of the day for you, the listener. And I've got much to cover, but I remember it was some time back, I wrote an article called America Sheep to the Slaughter, and it was my experience walking to the Chicago airport. And as I did so, I went online before I actually wrote this article, and I noticed on this article that I was writing, when I did a little bit of a Google search on my name beforehand, it said, you know, things like Bradley Dean is a lying preacher. This all coming from the homosexuals, atheists, enemies of America within. It says Bradley Dean is a lying preacher, gold-plated conspiracy theorist. Wrong direction to go here, let me tell you. Devout conspiracy theorist, said one. Well, it's interesting because I want you to keep in mind that there are the same operatives. These are useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, who have told you that the falling were all theories. For example, Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. MK Ultra's just a conspiracy. Operation Mockingbird is just a theory. Manhattan Project was just a conspiracy theory. Asbestos was a theory. Watergate was a theory. The Tuskegee syphilis study was just a conspiracy theory to expose it for what it was. Operation Northwoods was a conspiracy theory. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 60s was just a conspiracy theory. The Iran-Contra, come on, you're way out there if you think the government had any part to play in all of that. BCCI scandal, CIA drug running in Los Angeles. Gulf of Tonkin never happened was a conspiracy theory, even when they admitted it, by the way. The business plot was a theory. Operation Ajax was a theory. Operation Snow White was a theory. Operation Gladio was a theory. The CIA assassinates a lot of people. Church Committee was a theory. The New World Order, no one else in the world now can deny the fact that there are those that are trying to bring about a new world order through chaos, right? Like the Bushes. Well, that was a conspiracy theory, even when George Bush Sr. called for it over 212 times from the presidential pulley. I just don't know how that works. 1919 World Series was a conspiracy theory. Karen Silkwood is a conspiracy theory. CIA drug smuggling in Kansas, I'm sorry, in Arkansas through none other than the Clintons was a theory. Bohemian Grove was a theory. Operation Paperclip was a theory. The Roundtable was a theory. The Illuminati. The Trilateral Commission was a theory. Big Brother or the shadow governments. Now they call it Deep State. They just keep renaming it, but that's just a theory too. The Federal Reserve Bank was a total theory, conspiracy theorist, if you actually believed federal government was behind that. The secret team of the CIA controls a complete theory. No, friends, they've all turned out to be conspiracy facts. In other words, there is conspirators. Read Jeremiah 11:9, right? And then I got off onto this next point after I was called a gold-plated conspiracy theorist by some of these useful idiots. It's interesting that when I was going to the airport, I was noticing books like, for example, Hillary Clinton, Front Runner Pad, Primary Leads, or Campaign literally has no support, by the way. And then I went on to Ben Bernanke. This was another book that was in the airport. Former Federal Reserve Chairman with his new book, The Courage to Act. By the way, friends, this is the man that took $2.2 trillion of American tax dollars to loan to banks with anonymity. Okay? The bankers didn't want Americans to know who received the money, and Ben now admits a Wall Street executive should have been jailed. And again, who is Ben conveying courage? I'm kind of curious myself. It's certainly not himself. And then we have, which I'm going to... I'm going to jump off onto this one and the next topic. That's fine. You can go ahead. We have the communist and immoral criminal in California, Governor Jerry Brown, in the past on the cover of Newsweek. I want you to listen carefully as to what they said about, just to show you that it's all controlled. Jerry Brown on the cover of Newsweek, the headline was Altered State. And this is how they attempt to justify themselves. By the way, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, and this being one of them. Who is highly esteemed this individual, I know not. But it said on the headline of Newsweek, Altered State, and how Jerry Brown secretly saved California. Now, friends, again, you cannot make this stuff up. Newsweek had a picture of Jerry Brown on the cover of Newsweek America. Nobody trusts these people neither, and rightly so. The headline was Altered State and How Jerry Brown Secretly Saved California. For those that did not know, Brown has pardoned dangerous criminals for their crimes and released some back into America's population. He signed, I don't know how, legislation against the Second Amendment, signed two transgender bills making gender identity and expression a protected class of people, who are abominable and mentally ill, according to scriptures, Romans 1:26, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and 27 other references. But now what I want to do, friends, is I want to go fast forward, and I want to play a piece that I just dug up moments before the radio show to show you how he who saved California... Also keep in mind, tag this to that, that Brown has pardoned dangerous criminals, illegals, for their crimes back into America's population. And I want you to listen to this man who lost his son to one of these illegals and how adamant Jerry Brown, according to Newsweek magazine, saved California, is so adamant to protect illegals in the United States of America against we the people in America that it sickens us to the core. And what I'm going to do, friends, I'm going to wait until the other side of this break before we actually play it. But stay tuned. We're going to play some audio for you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to tip off into, friends, what's happening across America. We're told that Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, has somehow or another declared the state of California a sanctuary state. How did he do that? How are mayors calling them sanctuary cities? I don't know.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, as well, friends, to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And, friends, if you'd like to jump over to my YouTube account, I have hundreds of videos uploaded that I add to all of my articles. And if you'd like to check that out, please do. That is Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty on YouTube. It'll pull up Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty on YouTube, and you can check out all those videos and share them. Please do, friends. It's a plethora of information. It really is. And it always goes back to the Bible and the Constitution as reference to bring about resolve to America's dilemma. So if you're looking for the answers, that's the place to go, because it always points to the Christ. And hopefully when I get a minute, I can cover that as well during the end of the show. I wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, before the end of the last segment, I was highlighting the fact that Newsweek highlighted none other than California Governor Jerry Brown on the cover of the Newsweek, their magazine. The headline stated, Altered State, How Jerry Brown Secretly Saved California. Now, what I want to do is I want to go to a first-hand citizen in California. This was an interview that I just pulled up. It was most recent. And it was an individual who actually lost his son to the likes of Governor Jerry Brown, who has declared that his state, somehow or another, I don't know where he found that in the Constitution, but if the people believe it, then I guess he got to settle for it. But the fact of the matter is how he has declared his state a sanctuary state. I mean, let alone mayors calling their cities sanctuary cities, friends. Where are they driving that from the Constitution. And furthermore, let's just go to a little common sense when we're talking to the issue and ask the question, why would they pull illegals into their prospective cities on our dime? By the way, who passed this? None other than Paul Ryan, December 15, 2016, giving Barack Hussein Obama everything that he needed. And it's still in play, by the way. Just for those that did not know, for those that do not think for themselves, it's still in play today. But why would they pull illegals that mean to destroy this country into their prospective cities after September 11th? Friends, who are the terrorists? Just laying that to your candor. Listen to this piece that was just pulled up again. This is actually Fox News that reported, but listen to the father that lost his son and listen to what he has to say about the governor of the state of California.
Thanks, Leland. Well, first he turned California into a sanctuary state. Now Governor Jerry Brown is pardoning 132 people, including two immigrants who were set for deportation.
Yeah, both men were from Cambodia, are convicted felons, but can now petition judges to reopen their cases.
Our next guest lost his son, Drew Rosenberg, at the hands of an illegal immigrant in San Francisco back in 2010. Don Rosenberg joins us now. Don, thank you for joining us this morning. I have no doubt that every day you think of Drew and his story for our viewers so that they have the full context. Tell us about Drew and what happened.
All right. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
My son was a law student in San Francisco in 2010, and he was coming home from school late one afternoon, and Roberto Gallo, an illegal alien from Honduras, tried to make a last-second left-hand turn. They collided. My son was on a motorcycle. Instead of stopping, he accelerated, drove over his body. Helmet got stuck under his tire. He backed up, drove over him a second time, and then trying to flee, went forward again a third time. By that time, a guy had gotten out of his car, and he stopped with his rear tire on my son's abdomen.
I'm so sorry, Don. Our heart breaks for you. You know, Don.
Thank you.
The immigrants in question, you know, they were legal, but California is a sanctuary state, and it's become a sanctuary state under Governor Brown. So, what would you say to him in his protection of illegal immigrants with a sanctuary state? What would your message be to him?
Well, for those in California who know about his folly with our bullet train, I wish he would get on the bullet train first stop to hell, and he should get off and stay there. His concern for criminals, be they legal or not, is outrageous and has cost the lives of many Californians. Fortunately, he'll be gone, but I don't know that he'll be replaced by anybody any better.
So, friends, I think that's enough to know that he has more care for the criminals. Now, I got a question for you, friends. Then, what begs the question is, who does Jerry Brown work for? If not for the American people, namely those in the state of California, then who's he working for? That he would be working for the criminals rather than for the victims. And this is the mindset that America has taken on. And by the way, it's a European mindset. And it's not a good place to put yourself in, friends. It's a dangerous mindset. And it's so dangerous that you can see now those that are to represent we the people and the enumerated laws found in the Constitution are actually a law unto themselves working against the law. They're communists. But even common sense comes into play here. The father of a victim of an illegal that was drawn into San Francisco by that mayor. It's not just the criminal that's at fault here. It's also those that lured the criminal into their prospective cities. And friends, what it comes down to is criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, because the mayors themselves, for those that did not know, according to law, 8 U.S. Code 1324, holds them personally responsible along with the illegal alien and the crime that he has committed against we the people. Again, we're ruled by law. Not by some reporter, some useful idiot that doesn't know the difference, as to suggest that Jerry Brown has the first state in the United States of America in our union that has now become a sanctuary state. False. Untrue. Because it's not constitutional. It's not lawful. What? Because Jerry Brown said it was a sanctuary state, therefore it must be become a sanctuary state. Oh, okay, I see. So, and we've talked about this in the past, friends, but what, now he has a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image? Now, instead of God being the lawgiver, now Jerry Brown is the lawgiver and the law enforcer? America, are you kidding me? Jerry Brown is a criminal, America. And here you again, you have news anchors, rightly called useful idiots, acknowledging what Jerry Brown said rather than acknowledging what the law says. 8 U.S. Code 1324 tells us that he, Jerry Brown, along with the criminal that killed this individual's son, those two are responsible for the crimes that have been committed. And until America, you hold their feet to the fire concerning what our laws state, not what he said, over our law, we are to subject ourselves to the lawgiver, not to those that want to tear it down and recreate, right? Bringing in and harboring certain aliens is illegal in this country. If it's the president doing it, it's illegal. If it's a Supreme Court justice, it's illegal. If it's a representative in any capacity in our government, it's illegal. Why? Because our laws say so. You know, sometime back it was reported by Amar Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. Just think about this. And as I've said a million and a half times, and I say it again, who is doing the acting when it comes to those that are responsible for creating domestic insurrection outside of the media and your self-proclaimed representatives? Nobody. Amar reported, as you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. Of course! Who allocated the fundings in the first place to these communities, friends? We didn't! In fact, friends, we are the ones that delegated the authority that they have. So where did they get that authority? It didn't come from we the people. It came from thin air. So the question is, again, how did they approve the funding in the first place? Because we didn't give it to them. Furthermore, the law doesn't protect illegal aliens, friends. Listen to me carefully. The law does not protect illegals in America. It prosecutes them. But now you have the likes of Jerry Brown in California and mayors that call themselves mayors, felons masquerading as mayors, actually using the law against the law. Friends, they're responsible for the crimes of the criminals, just so you know.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, when I continuously lay these scenarios, these happenings in the United States of America to your feet, I can't, like, take the question marks that I have and give those to other people. I can't, let me say it this way. You know, because one of the major things that has taken us down the wrong road, you know, let the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Yep, that's what Jesus warned. Yep. Remember, he said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Yep, and he said, take heed to yourself. That means pay careful attention to yourself first and then others. You know, he always also used the analogy in Matthew 7 about pulling out the board, the mote out of your own eye before you can go pull the board out or the mote out of your other, or out of your brother's eye. And the bottom line is when I'm talking to government, I could go to Governor Jerry Brown. I mean, the guy's a lunatic. And we're seeing this kind of stuff in, Minnesota too from Mark Dayton. They're empty suits. They're just doing what they're told to do. We already know this. We're also seeing it through the mayor here named Betsy Hodges, who is entertaining Muslims. Literally just going out to the Muslim, appealing to the Muslim populations, speaking of the illegals, and even those that mean to destroy our country, which they are here illegally, regardless if you want to admit that or not. Even if they have their papers, if they mean to destroy us and they're not here to assimilate, that means they're here for the wrong reasons, and that makes them unlawful or illegal. But friends, if I was to go to Jerry Brown and say, where did you get the constitutional authority to call your state a sanctuary state? Or to these mayors, criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, where are you deriving your constitutional authority to actually call yourself a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city? because it runs antithetical. It runs in stark contrast to who we are as a people. Everybody comes in legally. And yet you are alluring them on our dime to come in to destroy. And that's what they're doing. And then once they commit the crime, you're there to defend the criminals, the foreign illegals that come into our country, rather than the victims that live here. Now, what sort of answer do you think I'm going to get from one of these lunatics? Well, it's in the law. I remember years ago when Mark Dayton signed health care into state law, which is unlawful. Matter of fact, that's a prime example. They get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. He said, does anybody want to oppose this health care act that I'm imposing in the state of Minnesota? And someone that we knew stood up, walked over there, read off the Constitution in opposition to what Mark Dayton was doing because it was unconstitutional. It was on the news. It hit the airwaves, let me tell you. But what did Mark Dayton do right after he was opposed? He signed it. See, friends, really what it's going to come down to, you're going to be enslaved or you're going to deal with those that mean to enslave you. Because, again, it runs counter to law in country, period, in our country, period. But if I was to go to one of these guys and say, where are you getting the constitutional authority to do what you're doing? Well, They may as well just say, we're not working for you. We're working for special interest groups. We're getting paid to bring these illegals into this country. And by the way, they are. And guess who's paying for them? You are. But I just highlighted the fact that Amar Manani reported back in January of 2017, that several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the law. And they would defy an executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. Why are they so set on bringing illegals into the United States of America? Because, America, you are the obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros. And by the way, these Trojan horses coming in through the Muslims and the Mexicans, so on and so forth, and I'm talking about illegals, it's not done in a dark corner, friends. This is happening in the light of day. So don't deceive yourself into believing otherwise. This is happening right in front of your faces. But let me ask you again the question. I proposed it to you during the last segment, and I'm going to propose it to you again. How did they approve the funding in the first place? And can anybody show me where the law in the United States does not, can you show me where the law protects illegal aliens from transgressing the law in the United States of America? It doesn't protect them. It prosecutes them. But you're seeing these criminals, namely Jerry Brown, and he is a criminal. When someone breaks a law, that makes them a criminal, okay? And these mayors, these felons, okay? Masquerading as mayors, the law doesn't protect illegals the way that these supposed self-proclaimed representatives declare that it does. Our law prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors as the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the governments to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. America, why are you waiting for the president to do what you're required and obligated before God to do concerning sanctuary cities, these mayors? You know, in the state of Minnesota, I am proud to say there's very few people putting up with Betsy Hodges her abdication of Islam into society in America, namely in the state of Minnesota. People in Minneapolis gathered together during a press conference with Betsy Hodges, who puts on a hijab or a hijab, friends, and gives a speech to the people of the state of Minnesota from a mosque. Yeah, you heard me right. But what's interesting about this is the people in Minnesota gathered together and they said to Betsy Hodges, she calls herself a mayor, but what they started shouting out during this press release is, stop terrorizing us. citizens in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. That's exactly right. Stop terrorizing us. They're the ones terrorizing you, America. And I've made this point for a long time. And it's okay that sometimes you get pushed in the corner, but it's interesting, as time goes over, it leaks out into the forefront. And as long as you don't care who gets the credit, you'll get the job done, and that's all I care about. But it's really sickening how you see today's conservatives just totally inch. Folks, the only time they speak out is when they have to. And when they see other people speaking out, then they'll feel bold and brave enough to do so, just like everybody else. But they won't be the one to speak it out as they see it years prior to everyone else coming into agreement. See, they love the approbation and praise of men. Going on to the next point. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? We never have. This reporter, Ahmad, added, if you remember, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated that they would not cooperate with our laws, Amar wrote. Whew. And you need to ask why. This is not the president's, this isn't the president against the mayor's friends. This is the mayor's working against American law. I want to say that again. This isn't the president's against the mayor's. This is the mayor's working against American law. I mean, folks, it's not illegals coming into the United States of America that need to assimilate. They're demanding you through their lawlessness that you assimilate to illegals coming into the United States. That's what's literally happening here. I mean, that's why they're making them a protected class. They're protecting them against you citizens of the United States of America. Again, illegals are not required to come into America. They're being allured to come in illegally. They broke the law in the process of coming here. And it's your representatives that are sending them cards to come on in with a debit card filled with money. And why wouldn't they? But again, they're not required by these criminals, governors, and mayors, friends, alluring these people in illegally into the United States of America. They're not asking them to assimilate to our system of government. No, they're demanding you unlawfully assimilate to their way of government, because that's what they're doing. Amar reported in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City. Folks, you know what's interesting is whenever these names come up, people just instantly know within themselves, and oftentimes it'll come out of their mouth, criminals. Criminals. They're not working for us. They're working for special interest groups. George Soros puppet. I mean, we hear this all the time. So everybody knows what the problem is. Here, let me add insult to injury here. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city, in part because relationships the police department has managed to build in immigrant communities. So in other words, he's saying by bringing in these illegals into the United States of America, man, it's, you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there because there's going to be some fool that's going to believe me. But did you know that the crime rate has been dramatically reduced in New York City because of all these illegals that we're bringing in? He then added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectively cutting funding from the New York Police Department. I mean, folks, again, you can't make this up. This is reprobate in its finest moments, friends. This is reprobate without judgment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So de Blasio, the mayor in New York City, wants you to believe that the crime rate has reduced dramatically because of all the illegals that he's bringing into New York City. He said because relationships the police department have managed to build in immigrant communities. Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Police have managed to build the police department. Oh, okay. Huh. He added that if the president follows through with the plan to basically cut off funding to sanctuary cities, instead of throwing them in jail, let's just settle for the fact that we're going to cut off their funding, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. Just think about that. That is the definition of reprobate. Without the ability to discern right and wrong. And he's the mayor in one of the biggest cities in the world? So, in other words, through totalitarian methods, Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal, Mayor de Blasio, blaming the law for the crimes that he has committed. 1 John 3:12. Read it when you get a moment. He said, here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety. In other words, what he's saying, friends, by enforcing the law, this could undermine our public safety here in New York City. Is this guy kidding me? No, he's appealing to the ignorant, is what he's doing. He said, by enforcing the law to cut off funding to illegals could undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe. Can you believe he said that? Well, he said it. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of a law could undermine public safety. He is the one personally responsible for undermining and the undermining of the public safety in New York. Again, America, was America told that we were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Yeah, I think so. So how does his statements line up with the facts? I mean, look to Denmark, Germany, Sweden, England, Wales, Belgium, UK. Look at their crime rates skyrocketing from illegals going into those countries. 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 crimes committed every day. In Sweden, there's 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Wow. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. I thought they were the victims. And in Belgium, 35% of the prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. And in the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Amar reported after the president signed an executive order exploring cutting off funding to so-called sanctuary cities, mayors on both coasts of the U.S. say their cities will not be bullied. Now, I know it's taken about 10, 15 years for people to finally figure out how this method of totalitarianism works. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they decry victim status. Well, they, in fact, perpetuate the crime. This is nothing short of Saul Alinsky tactics at their best. Again, they play the victim, they perpetuate the crime. They said they will not be bullied by our laws, America. Listen to this one. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh called the executive order an attack on Boston's people. The enforcement of law, he said, was an attack on Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's values. See, they want you to believe that they speak for all of us. No, they don't. He said, if people want to live here, they'll live here. Walsh told reporters at a new news conference, they can use my office. They can use any office in this building. Now, Americans should put these criminal actors that masquerade as mayors in jail where they belong and remind each and every one of them that these buildings belong to we the people, not them and their illegal buddies. And furthermore, no one has the right to desecrate the blood of those who fought, bled, and died enforcing the very laws that they are desecrating and violating. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, he's no longer there, by the way. Remember, he was accused and investigated for sexually molest. He's a pedophile. Well, he's removed himself now. And you can rest assured he's going to be behind bars soon enough. But he said that we believe that we have the rule of law and the courts on our side. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. The opposite is true. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee told reporters, I wonder how that's working out for him, by the way, right now. He said nothing has changed for his city following Trump's executive order. He said, I'm here to tell you that we're still a sanctuary city. We stand by our sanctuary city because we want everybody to feel safe and utilize the services they deserve, including education and health care. Who's paying for that education and health care? You and I are. And it's not education, it's indoctrination. And the health care is nothing but dependency. That's all they're creating. Of course, Ed wants you to do your best to forget about Kate Steinle and her family. Kate was shot randomly by Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who's an illegal immigrant and a repeat felon. By the way, he was recently exonerated somehow. He was not charged. Who was deported back to Mexico 5 times. A known felon who was deported back to Mexico 5 times, who was, let me add, allured by these mayors back into the United States on your dime. Let me just get to the law here. What the law states concerning these criminals masquerading as mayors, and friends, nothing's going to change until you begin to call them for what they are. They are criminals. When you look to the U.S. Code 1324, it tells us, friends, bringing in and harboring certain aliens is an illegal act. Any person who, knowing that a person is an alien, brings to or attempts to bring to the United States in any manner whatsoever such person at a place other than a designated port of entry or place, other than a designated by the commissioner regarding of whether such alien has received prior official authorization to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, and regardless of any future official action which may be taken with respect to such alien, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, transports or moves or attempts to transport or move such an alien within the United States by means of transportation or otherwise, in furtherance of such violation of law. I'm going to go on here. Knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, conceals, harbors, or shields from detection, or shields from detection, or attempts to conceal, harbor, or shield from detection such alien in any place, including any building or any means by transportation, encourages or induces aliens to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such is coming to, enter, or residence, or will be in violation of law. It's, folks, are you hearing this? Is a violation of law. Is a violation of law. Is a violation of law. In the case of violation of subparagraph 1, A1 or 5.1, or in the case of violation subparagraph A2, 3 or 4, in which the offense was done for the purpose of commercial advantage or private financial gain, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. In case of violation of subparagraph, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned in not more than 5 years or both. In the case of violation of subparagraph, during and relation to which the person causes serious bodily injury, as defined in sections 1365 of Title 18, or to places jeopardy the life of persons, which they have, friends, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. In case of the violation subparagraph A 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, resulting in the death of a person, be punished by death or imprisoned for any term of years for life, fined under Title 18 or both. I'm reading off, folks, federal code. Found directly on Legal Information Institute. 8 U.S. Code 1324, again. Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2, Part 8, 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. So I know people think that I'm embellishing the fact that they're criminals, but I just read the law. And the law says that if someone violates by bringing in and harboring certain aliens, is a criminal. So what does it make Jerry Brown, Betsy Hodges, and others that call themselves mayors in the United States that are harboring illegals?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.